Okay, we are in Yerushalmi, Psachim Daf Nun Beis, and we are on the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the third line, and we're just still discussing the two contexts of Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. The context here, the beginning of the our sugya, which was a couple of daf ago on Mem Tes Amud Beis, where the Mishnah spoke about Karmei Pesach Bismano and Avizvachim Bismano and Shalom Bismano. Different shittas in the Tanoim, how far reaching is the patur of Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah? We know that there's a concept of somebody who does an Aver B'Shogeg. Many Averis B'Shogeg, one brings a carbon chatas, but if somebody is Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, so then maybe there's a patur, depending on the different shittas of the Tanoim. Did you have to have done a full mitzvah? What if you did a little shemetz of a mitzvah? What if you didn't even do a mitzvah? You were just trying to do a mitzvah? Or different opinions that are given in the Tanoim. So one sugya is the sugya here, relating to Karbanos, and the other sugya that's being discussed is the Mishnah in the 19th parak of Shabbos, the babies, the tinokos, as it's called. You have two different baby boys for Bris Milah, one on Friday, one on Shabbos, one on Shabbos, one on Sunday, all different opinions that are given. So we continue relating to that sugya for another daf or two until we get to the end of the parak, Brother Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, which is the big beginning of Ketzat Solon, which talks about the roasting of the Karban Pesach. But first, we are on the third line here on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The third line, and again, this is we'll go with the Pshat of Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Karban Eidah and some of the other ones relating to this Gemara. So we're up to the third line. Ilei Tinokos. So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky introduces this sugya as the following stum of the Gemara is going to be against Reb Chisda. Rav Chisda, who we spoke about on the previous daf. Rav Chisda said on the previous daf, on the fifth line, Amar Rav Chisda, the words of the Tanakhama, in our Mishnah, when we spoke about that there's a patur of Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, that's only, right, if somebody is Shechs a Shar Zvachim, L'Shem Pesach, on Erev Pesach, those types of cases, that's only where there is still one Chabura that did not Shech. There is an unfulfilled mitzvah that is in front of you. The language of Rav Chisda is Shoyesham Chabura Achaz Shalosh Shachta. So that's what Rav Chisda said. There has to be a case where not only you're in the context of doing a mitzvah, it's the time for the mitzvah, but it's and added detail, and it's a davar she'ein lo kitzvah, right? Which we had two different opinions deos about what that meant. It's not like the carbon tamid, which has a definite amount and like it's your fault for doing it l'shem tamid. But Rav Chisda says you have two requirements. It has to be a davar she'ein lo kitzvah, like carbon Pesach. Which again either meant that the Torah didn't have any in mind how many it would matir, or it's confusing. There are so many in front of you, right? With the davar she'ein lo kitzvah. So not only is davar she'ein lo kitzvah do you need for the patur, but you also need a chabura achas shalosh shachta. So the Gemara is about to say the Stam Gemara, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky introduces this sugya. Stam of the Gemara says it's either one or the other. You don't need both. You don't need both to be considered a Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. You either need davar she'ein lo kitzvah, or you need an unfulfilled mitzvah, right, a pending mitzvah, such that there's a chabura achash lo shachta, or there's still one baby that's still up to subject to bris milah, right? So that's what Rav Chisda said. So now the Gemara is going to quote a stump of the Gemara, no, one or the other. As the Gemara is going to say, one or the other, and which is the pshat of that Mishnah Masechta Shabbos? That's what we're going to have. So, Ilei Tinokos, that Mishnah about Tinokos, that Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, again, third line, Nun Beis on Aleph, Sveikos Ma'at Avidlon. What exactly is the suffix there? What do you need to be a Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, Pater from Karban Chatas? Kedavar Sheyeshlo Kitzvah. Is it that it's Yeshlo Kitzvah? Do you treat the babies as Yeshlo Kitzvah? Because you know exactly how many babies are in front of you. O kedavar she'ein lo kitzvah, or is it ein lo kitzvah? Right? We said this was an afkamina between how you what's the definition of ein lo kitzvah? But we had again on yesterday's daf. What does ein lo kitzvah mean? Either it means the Torah did not specify how many are going to be mutter. Right? The language of Rabbi Yirmiyah yesterday. Shol nitna Torah kitzvah kama psachim yitchu es haShabbos b'kol shana. Or does ein lo kitzvah mean einat yochol lamar al minyanan? That was Rabbi Yossi. That was the machlokes on the baban of nun aleph from an aleph. So the nafkamina is babies. But right? If you have a number of babies, so maybe the Torah did not give a number how many babies could you do the bris milah on Shabbos, but you see how many babies there are. says the Nafgamina, whether it's, that's called, our baby's case is called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Kitzva, or in Lo Kitzva. The Gemara spoke about that on yesterday's daf. So the Gemara says now, Im Ta'av Dinun Kedavar Sheyesh Lo Kitzva, if you treat our baby's case, right, the Mishnah Shabbos, if you treat it like a Davar Sheyesh Lo Kitzva, that it's in that category of Ein Lo Kitzva, which means, again, the definition of Rabbi Yirmiyah from yesterday, that the Torah didn't limit how many baby boys could have their Bris Milah Shabbos. So if you say that, then Afilu Ein Sham Tinokech Alamul. Even if there's only one baby left and he's not supposed to get Bris Milah today, that's still going to be Tabat Var Mitzvah. Because, again, as we just said, Stamat the Gemara holds one or the other. Either Ein Lo Kitzva, or you still have a pending mitzvah. So if you say that we call the baby boy's case of Darisha Ein Lo Kitzva, then even if there's no pending mitzvah, then Avilu Ein Sham Tino Gach Elamul, there's no other baby boy Tamal, you're still going to get a Ptur. Ve'im Tav Dina Kadavarsha Yesh Lo Kitzva, but if you say the case of the Tinokos is called Darisha Yesh Lo Kitzva, right, which means that there's a specific number in front of you, you're not going to get mixed up, Reb Yossi said yesterday, so then you need the other factor to be putter. So then you need the pending mitzvah, you need another baby to be able to do bris milah too. So which is it? So which is the pshat of our Mishnah? Which is the pshat of our Mishnah? So we're going to have four lines. We're going to end up saying it's the second pshat, the second sad, as we'll see. We're going to consider it that you need another baby, at least according to one of the versions of the Mishnah. So Yitzchami, let's see. So the Gemara is going to first discuss, remember we had the past couple of days, we had two versions of that Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos. So Isa Chami, let's see, remember in Yerushalmi, it is Isa Chami, come and see, not like Bavli, which is Tashma. Tashma, come and hear. Here, Isa Chami, come and see. The Gemara is first going to quote Rabbi Meir's version of that Machlokas. Remember, we had a Machlokas in Maseches Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer said there's a less cases, Tabat Var Mitzvah, you'd be Chayef. And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, there were more cases of Tabat Var Mitzvah Pater. So we're going to go with Rabbi Meir's version of that Machlokas. What was his version? If you have an Erev Shabbos baby that you mild on Shabbos, you're Chayef. If you have a Sunday baby that you mild on Shabbos, that's the Machlokas, and Rabbi Yeshua says Pater. So somewhat unusual. But according to that version, Rabbi Yeshua, if you did a Friday baby on Shabbos, Rabbi Yeshua says Chayef, even though he did a mitzvah. Even though you did a mitzvah, you did it a day late. But if you did a Sunday baby on Shabbos, so then you're gonna be a putter, even though you didn't do a mitzvah. So the Gemara asks on that version, Isachami, hikdim zmano putter. If you did a Sunday baby on Shabbos, you're putter, even though you really didn't do a mitzvah, it's a day early. We had that, Ramah and, Tzlach. But, hikdim zmano putter. If you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you're gonna be putter. But if you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. But then you did a mitzvah. Why does that direction make sense? If in a case where you didn't really do a mitzvah because you did the day early, you're going to be putter because you're involved in a mitzvah. So surely if you did it a day late, you should be putter. So what's the svara? So the Gemara says, it must be we believe in the other version of that machlokas. Reb Chuna Amar Mechalfahim Masdisa. It must be that the Mishnah is flipped the other way. Ditani, as the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon's version of the Mishnah, not Rabbi Meir's version. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Lo Nechlak, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, or Nechlak, Rabbi Yeshua, Amishai Lo Lamo Be'echad, Lo Acher Shabbos. Umala B'Shabbos Yuchayiv, if you have a Sunday baby and you mild him on Shabbos, you're Chayiv. You didn't do a mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah in that case, right? You did it a day early. Alma Nechlaku. What's the case of Machlokes? Amishai lo lamo be'erev Shabbos from Allah b'Shabbos. Right? You had a Friday baby that you did on Shabbos. That's where there's going to be a Machlokes. Sh'Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. There, Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayev Chatas. Even though you did a mitzvah, but you did it a day late. But Rabbi Yeshua says Poter. Rabbi Yeshua says Tov, Advar Mitzvah. And you did a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so the direction that makes sense is only Rabbi Shimon's view of the Machlokes, not Rabbi Meir's. But now the Gemara says, and this is the key line for us now, to try to prove our original question, Reb Yossi Barbun. Reb Yossi Barbun says, Min Koshi Makshi La Reb Yanai, because of the earlier question. Reb Yanai had this problem. Again, what was the earlier question? Reb Meir's version of the Mishnah in Shabbos. What was Reb Meir's version? If you did a Friday baby on Shabbos, everybody says, you're Chayev Achatas. And if you did a Sunday baby on Shabbos, that's the Machlokas. So what's the problem? Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Why should Rabbi Yeshua say that if you did a Friday baby on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv, even though you did a mitzvah? But if you say that, then surely, if you didn't do a mitzvah, if you do a Sunday baby on Shabbos, what would be the svara to say that direction? So the Gemara says the following: V'hu she'shachach umal es shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. What if you flipped the babies? You had a Friday and Shabbos baby, and you did the Shabbos baby on Friday and the Friday baby on Shabbos. You know why Rabbi Yeshua says you're chayiv in that case? Because there's no unfulfilled pending mitzvah. You did the Shabbos baby on Friday too early. So what do you have left now? You have the Friday baby on Shabbos. You're right, you're going to do a mitzvah. When you do it, you're going to do it too late. But there's no baby in front of you that still is supposed to get the bris milah today on Shabbos. That's why Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be chayiv, because there's no baby left that's supposed to get the bris milah on Shabbos. The other way, this next case, right? You did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, the Shabbos baby on Sunday. You know why there you're going to be putter? Because at least now there's a baby that's supposed to be getting bris milah today. You messed up and you mixed them up, but it's supposed to be a baby that's supposed to get bris milah today. That's why you're going to be putter. But what do you see from that whole discussion? That you need, the patur is going to be because you have a pending chiyuv. You have a baby that still requires bris milah today. So it must be we treat this baby, again, the stomach of the Gemara is assuming that you only need one factor to create the tabat var mitzvah putter and not two. So if this version requires you to have a baby that had an unfulfilled chiyuv, it must be that it's being called a davar sheyesh lo kitzvah. And that's why that factor is not enough to create the patur for the babies. So if it's davar sheyesh lo kitzvah, that's why you need a baby, like the second tzad above, davar sheyesh lo kitzvah, v'yishesh shab tinok achalamul. Because if you have a baby that's still tinok achalamul, then you understand why it would go in that direction. Again, if you flip the Friday and the Shabbos baby, by the time you get to doing the Friday baby on Shabbos, you know why you're going to be chayev, because there's no baby that's supposed to get bris milah today. So that's why it's not called tabat bar mitzvah, where you're not still involved. But the second case, where you have a Sunday baby on Shabbos and a Shabbos baby on Sunday, even though you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos and it is too early and you didn't really do a mitzvah, but you're still in the world of mitzvah. So in the world of having to accomplish something lechatchila, and therefore is going to be poter. Good. Says the Gemara now, and we had the following Gemara back in Masechah Shabbos too, that there is a even more extreme shita in terms of ptur than we've had yet. Maybe not only where you did a mitzvah or you're trying to do a mitzvah, but even in the case where you did a preparatory stage for the mitzvah, that would be good enough to create the ptur. Says the Gemara, Rav Ada bar Achua, Omar, Zu Div Rabbi Shimon. Everything we've said up until now is Rabbi Meir's version of the Machlokas in Misecha Shabbos, or Rabbi Shimon's version, as we just reviewed. Aval divrei Rabbi Yosi, afilu davar she'ein basiyaso mitzvah, hoel v'toeh bo l'shei mitzvah, pater. Rabbi Yosi says, even if you didn't do a mitzvah, ein basiyaso mitzvah. Like, for example, the Rav Chaim Gadevsky says, machshirei mitzvah. You carried out the sakin of the milah. Right, an act that's related, right? Hoel v'toeh bo l'shei mitzvah poter. Since you're somehow in the world of a mitzvah, you're still going to be poter. When you chayav achatas, well, you just did stam. You did an avera, you didn't act by yourself, that was an avera. Nothing to do with any mitzvah. But if you were in the context of any kind of mitzvah, machshirin, or the carbonate that says if you shechted even a balmum, which we'll have to get to, in a few minutes, poter. So says the Gemara, how far do you go there? We're going to apply it, and then we're going to see where his source is. So the Gemara quotes the second half of a brisa that we are familiar with from Masechta Shabbos. In the Bavli in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel, we also had it in the Yerushalmi, and that is the case of if somebody is involved in a bris milah, a moel, then he has to cut the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, and even he cuts the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, even the strands of skin that are not ma'akev, even if you don't cut them off, the kid is still called a mahul. But when one is involved in the mitzvah, you like to do a mehuder job, as the Gemara says, calls that hider mitzvah, take off all the tzitzin, And that would be the ultimate mitzvah. But what if Piresh? What if you only did, you did some of the Maisa Mila, and then you separated Piresh? So then the Brisa says, Eino chozer ela al tzitzin ha-ma'akvanes ha-mila. Then if you're going to go back, you only go back for the tzitzin that are ma'akiv the Mila. That if you did take it off, he's not called a mahol. But if you go, but if you're to go back for the tzitzin, she'ein ha-ma'akvi not allowed to. The Pashup Shad of this Brisa is talking about Shabbos. That's what Rashi says. Shabbos Kuflama Gimel, he has it one word, Hamol b'Shabbos. Hamol b'Shabbos. That's what we're talking about. On Shabbos, don't go back for the tzitzin shein ma'akvin, because you're only allowed to do the hiddur mitzvah on Shabbos as part of the chilul if it's part of the ma'isa hamila. If you already finished the ma'isa hamila, then you don't go back. So Rabbi Yochanan says about that brisa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, divi Rabbi Yossi, but based on what Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi, who we just mentioned, Rabbi Yossi, who would say that it's called ta'bid var mitzvah, patur, even on related, machshirin, related, so you don't say the same thing by hiddur, afilu piresh chozer, af al tzitzit she'en ma'akvanes ha-mila. Rabbi Yossi would say, just like in the related periphery activities, that's called ta'bid var mitzvah, and you'd be patur. So too regarding hiddur mitzvah would be equalized to ikur ha-mitzvah, just like the context of Tabid Bar Mitzvah Pater, so to the context of Hiddur Mitzvah being Mechalel Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says. You would apply the same principle in that sugya. The Rambam, as the Brisker Rav points out, when the Rambam quotes that sugya of Mal, again, I'll read the first half of the Brisa. The first half of the Brisa is quoted there in Kuflam and Gimel and Masechta Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan Hamal calls Machu Osik Bemila Choser Bein Altitzanama Akvanes Amila Bein Altitzan Akvanes Amila. If somebody's involved in the Mila Osik Bemila, that he continues and cuts even the Tzitzan She'enam Akvan Piresh. But once he separates Altitzanama Akvanes Amila Choser Altitzan She'enam Akvanes Amila Eino Choser. That's the Brisa. Says Rashi Hamol Bishabbos. If somebody is Mal on Shabbos, so then that's the reason that you don't go back. Calls Banchu Osig Ba, Rashi. Shelo Silek Yado Imra, if you know, you didn't remove your hand, you're involved in the Maisa, Imra Ashinish Tairu Batitsin. If you see that there are strands that are left, Bain Ma'akvin Samila She'enak Shera, Achi Yechatchem, Bain She'en Ma'akvin, Choser V'chotech, Dekula Chadamil Sahi. It's all one act. Fahari Nitna Shabbos Litchos Etzla. And Shabbos is, you're allowed to be Docha Shabbos for this Mila Bismana. Piresh Shasileg Yadav, but once you stopped, then I'm Ma'akvin Choser Arihi Kamila Atzma, because that's the Mila. Del She'en Ma'akvin Eino Choser Tahave Kahatchala Bifnei Atzma. It's like a new act. Vial Elu Lo Nitan L'Chalel Es HaShabbos. On this Hiddur Mitzvah, so you can't be Mechal Shabbos. V'hane Dektoni Kol Tzarchi Mila V'afid Sisu She'en Ma'akvin Choser Aleim Kozman Shelo Piresh. That's the way Rashi understands the Gemara. But if you look at the Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara in Hilchas Mila, Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, he doesn't say the word about Shabbos. He just says, Hamol, Kazman She'osek B'mila, Choser, Bein Altitzin HaMa'akvin, Bein Altitzin She'en HaMa'akvin, Piresh, Altitzin HaMa'akvin, Choser, V'Piresh She'en HaMa'akvin, Choser. And that's the Rambam. It's pointed out that the Rambam is not, this is not about Shabbos. Right, it's not about Shabbos, so really it's easy to read our Gemara based on the Rashi for now. But what is the Rambam saying? The Brisker Rav points this out in Hilchas Chanukah. According to the Rambam, you can't separate Hiddur Mitzvah from the Mitzvah itself. Separate from Shabbos. Not Shabbos thing. It's a Hiddur Mitzvah thing. Hiddur Mitzvah is a beautification of the Mitzvah. But if there is no Mitzvah that you're involved in, you're just being Mahader, so then that's not, that doesn't stand on its own. Hiddur Mitzvah is only when it is connected to the mitzvah itself. Good. So that's what the Gemara says here. Back to Rabbi Yossi. So just like the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi has a flexible view of an inclusive view of Tabid Bar Mitzvah Patur regarding our sugya. So too, he would have an inclusive shita of Hiddur Mitzvah for Chil Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, hi then, Rabbi Yossi. Where does Rabbi Yossi say this? Where's the source of Rabbi Yossi? Hahu ditaninan, the following Mishnah Maseches Sukkah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Yantif, Harishon Shal Chag Shachal Yes B'Shabbos. What happens? This is the third Tabid Var Mitzvah Sukkah that we've had. We had it here in Sachim. We had Shabbos, that's when it's Sukkah. It's the first day of Sukkah is on Shabbos. And it's in the early days where Lulav was Docha Shabbos when the first day was Shabbos. Like the Mishnah says at the beginning of Lulav Arava. If the first day of Sukkah is a Shabbos, So then, luv is docha Shabbos, right? Without gzeira de rabba. So the other reason shachach, what if you forgot and carried out your lulav into the street? You did the malacha of hotzah. Pater says, Rabbi Yossi, you are pater. You are not chayav to bring a carbon chatas, even though you violated Shabbos hotzah, but reish hotziyu b'rishus, because you had rishus. It doesn't mean you were allowed to do it, but it just means you were in the category of tabed var mitzvah. What are we talking about here? We're not talking about a case where your take picked it up to go be yotzei the mitzvah. Why? Because the Gemara says, as the carbon eda quotes on top, mita agbei, nafakbei. The second that you pick it up, you're yotzei. So it can't be that you haven't done the mitzvah yet. You did the mitzvah already. And you're still carrying it. Why? Because you're being mahader and you want to carry the lulav like Anshe Yerushalayim. Carbon Eid on top. Afagav kiva da agbe nafak bay. Even though we know once you pick it up, nafak bay. Remember, that's what Tosfos struggles with in Masechta Sukkah and all the other Rishonim. How do you do overlasiyasan when it comes to dalaminim? Because after all, mida agbei, nafak bei, right when you picked it up, you're yotzei. So how do you say anatilas lulav before you do the mitzvah? That's Tosfos' big discussion in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. How do you get over lasiyasan? So different opinions given in Tosfos. Mitam zet tzarach levarech alulav kodem sheyitzlenu. Tosfos says maybe before you even pick it up while it's on the table. Di laachar shenatzlo mida agbei nafak bei. Darmina b'sof pirkin miyulom istaver klal teich yivarech alav humunach bekli. But Tosfos says I don't like that because how do you make a bracha when it's called over to over if it's still sitting on the table, right? Just like tefillin, you have to do it right before you tie, right? Not when it's still in the bag. V'kol shashena mitzvah mizumenes biyado lasos lo mistaver klal yivarech alav. So what do you do? So Tosfos says a little different pshat. And v'shema mishayaska lita lulav kodem sheyitala esrog mivarech. Final overlas yasan shem akvin zedzeh. Maybe it's only when you picked up one. Or the problem is there are some rishonim say that one after the other is yotzei. Inami la'achar shenotol shneim el shehofech echad mehen. That's our minug. You turn one over, you hold the esrog upside down, because the Gemara says that you're only yotzei the mitzvah derech gidei lasan. V'yafil anakal gidei lasan efshe sheyiskaveh shelo latzeis ba'achar bracha. Maybe you have kavana shelo latzeis. Maybe that's how you get the overlas yasan. Inami, says Tosfos, an amazing day. Each one of these should be analyzed. Delo gomra mitzvaso ad achar nianua. Nianuim, the waving is an ikar part of the mitzvah. We find throughout Masechta Sukkah, nianua playing a role, right? The shir, the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, Chavtes. The shir for Lulav is Kedela Naneabo, right? The Gemara says later on, I think Membezish, right? When a katan is Yodela Nanea, then he's Chayiv Belulav. There's different nanuim plays a role. So Tosfos has a daya that maybe you didn't really fulfill the mitzvah fully until you did the nanuim. So that's why it's still over lasiyasan. Amazing daya. Again, these are all different opinions about how to do over lasiyasan. But let's say you had kavana and you picked it up, you were yotzei. So when you carry it out, you're not doing the mitzvah anymore. So that's back to our karbana eda. Avagav shigui da'abi nafik bei v'su lo ka'avid mitzvah kivan sheish ksas mitzvah b'netilaso biyado kol hayom. Kaminag anche Yerushalayim hilkach pater afalatza aso shu gemar mitzvaso. It's still like this is Rabbi Yossi. Even though you're yotzei the mitzvah already, it's still connected like the anche Yerushalayim. Who are the anche Yerushalayim? That's quoted in the Bavli on Daf Mem Aleph Amabez. Tanya Blazer Bar Tzadik Omer kachayim and hagat shal anche Yerushalayim. Adam Yosef b'beis over lulav ubiyado. Holech lebeis aknez lulav ubiyado. They carried around their dalaminim all day. They carry lulav ubiyado. We assume lulav means all dalaminim. Goes to shul. Kore kriyashma mispalel. Love obiado. Kore batora, venosias kapov, karka. Holik lavakar cholim ulanachem aveilim. Love obiado. Nechaz abeis hamedrash. It's all day. We've quoted in the past the thought of Rav Zhulti in the Mishnas Yavetz, relating to the lashon of the Brisa here, because it says, levakar cholim ulanachem aveilim. Lulav obiado. So first of all, is there nicham aveilim on Yantif? Talking about Yantif here, number one. Number two is Bikur Cholam first. The Rambam says that Nicham Avelim is before Bikur Cholam, because Nicham Avelim is Kavod Achai and Kavod Ames, while Bikur Cholam is only Kavod Achai. So the Rush flips the Girsa, the Rambam doesn't flip the Girsa. The Ar Samech discusses this. It's a beautiful piece. Remember in the past that we have had from Rav Zhulti. Good. So back to the Gemara. So this is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, even carrying the Lulav afterwards. How far does Rabbi Yossi go, asks the Gemara? Af Bisakin Shel Milah Kein? What if after the bris milah, the moel is carrying the knife? Af b'matzah kein? What about by matzah? Carrying more than the mitzvah. Right? The carbon eita. Af b'matzah kein. Shehotzi yotzer mi mitzvaso o yotzer mi kashir. Af b'matzah kein. Which is interesting, because we've noted in the past, what's more than the shear? It could be the Rambam's lashon, if you're medayik, the Rambam's lashon, if you remember, in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah the night of the Seder. Once you eat a kezias, you're yotzei. But it's clear from the Rambam, Rav Sternbach points out, that whatever matzah you eat that night is considered part of the mitzvah. Considered part of the mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, what about apa matzah kein? Do you still say that also, carrying matzah out? Right? So all of these are, what's the question? You might wonder, fine, by lulav, you might say that's a hemshech of the maisa netila. But carrying the milah out, the knife of the milah, that's not really a hemshech of the mitzvah. Apa matzah kein? So the Gemara says, well, min ma damar Rabbi Yochanan divrei Rabbi Yossi, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan applied Rabbi Yossi shita, even by chilul Shabbos, according to Rashi, afilu pireish chozer, afilu atzitz and shenema akvin, esa mila, hadamar apesagan shal mila, kein apa matzah kein. You see that all the related activities have a strength, right? And are even docha Shabbos in that case. So the Gemara says it would be considered in our case tabed var mitzvah pater according to Rabbi Yossi. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara shachtu. Back to cases that we had earlier. Remember the yisod by tabed var mitzvah is where you did a kosher shchita, right? You did a shchita reuya, let's say. So now we're going to apply the halachas that we already learned earlier. So shachter shlola ochla v'shlola nuyav. If somebody does a shchita of Karan Pesach, that's possible. You did it only shlola ochla. Let's shame people that can't eat a kezias. V'shlola nuyav, or people who are not appointed. La areilim v'letmeim chayev. Or for areilim tmeim chayev. So then you're chayev achatos, because those karbanos are totally possible. And you're chayev achatos, because, as the Karban Eda says, chayev chatos, shlo nitna Shabbos litchos etzel shchita zu. There's no tchiyah Shabbos for this type of shchita. But if you did a kosher shchita, la'ochlav v'shalo la'ochlav, limnuyav v'shalo limnuyav, limulim v'la'arelim, right, you had some kosher in mind, l'tahorim v'latameyim pater, right, so in all those cases you be pater, because that is a kosher shchita. That's a kosher shchita. What if you shechted and you found the animal turned out to be a malmum? Chayiv, yeah, you're chayiv. Why? Because that's your fault. That's called pshia. Why? You should have checked. Havi lelavakro, says the Karbana Eid, and therefore that's not called an ones. That's not called an ones. You should have checked. And therefore, shchitas balmum, you're going to be chayiv. Next, shachtu v'nimsa trefa, b'seiser pater. But if there's an internal organ wound, that there was no way for you to have known that, even if you did b'dika, so then you're going to be pater. Right? Because Rashi says that, Rashi, Karbana Eid says that's ones. And that's based on Rashi, actually, in the Dafayin Gimel. But the Nimsa Treva Apostle, so if it's a Balmum, you should have checked, and therefore it's Pshia, and you're going to be Chayiv Achatas. But if it's found out to be a Treva, an internal organ, that there's no way you could have checked beforehand, so then Pater, that's going to be an Ones. Not just, Tosva says in Pesachim Ayin Gimel, that's called Tabed Var Mitzvah. That's where you're going to be Pater. But Rashi says it's called Ones. Shachtu v'noda shemashcho b'aylam is yada. And what happens if you do the Shchita, and all of a sudden you find out that all the Bailim before the shkita had gone to a different Karban Pesach. So you shechted this with no bailim. Osha mesu, or all the bailim died. Osha nitmu, or all the bailim became tameh. Or even if there's one left, maybe this is like the opinion that you can't shech the Karban Pesach for just one person. Pater, so in all these cases, again, pater, b'deisha shachat bershus. Because again, that's like an ones, you were shochet bershus. There was no way for you to know. And therefore, there is a tour of the chatas. Period. Amar Abalazar, lumi nitzrucha. Our Mishnah says that you are chayiv chatas if you shechted a balmum. So who is that a chiddush for? What do we need to know this for? The previous mishnah already said. If you shecht the Karban Pesach, a cow is not allowed to be used. The egel is not allowed to be used for Karban Pesach. So we already said there that's davar she'eino roi. So you're chayiv in that case. So balmum for sure also you're chayiv. So that wouldn't be such a chiddush. So Rabbi Lazar says this mishnah must be a chiddush according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir in the previous Mishnah said, if you shechted the Karban Pesach a cow, that's still good enough. That's still good enough to be taught by the Rabbi Sapater. So Amar Balazar, lemi nitzrecha l'Rabbi Meir. It must be like Rabbi Meir Shita, that says earlier, right, even Eino Ro'i is going to be pater, but even he would say, Balmum is chayiv. Why would he say Balmum is chayiv? because Isa the Relazar, Kribshim and Lakish, Rebelazar must be like Reish Lakish, who we had a couple of days ago. Is there a minimum, even according to the most makel, wide-ranging opinions of Torah Bar Mitzvah? Do you have to have done some level of mitzvah? Right? Or nothing, like we said, the case of eating nosar. So Rebelazar, who says that according to Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir would agree that Baal Mum is going to be Chai V'chatos, it must be like Reish Lakish. Kamad Reishim and Lakish Amar Yesh Basi Yasa Mitzvah, just like Reish Lakish says, you have to have some level of a mitzvah done, like the case of Yibum and Nida, if you remember, some level of a mitzvah. Ken Rebelazar Amar Yesh Basi Yasa Mitzvah, so to Rebelazar Pshat of our Mishnah, in Rabbi Meir, is saying you have to have some level of a mitzvah, and therefore by Egel, there are other karbanos that have an Egel. So therefore, it's somewhat of a mitzvah. But a Baal Mum is no mitzvah at all. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Elazar says that our Mishnah is the Chiddush of our Mishnah is for Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir who says Egel is Patur, but Baal Mum is going to be Chayev. The Gemara says, maybe that's not true. Well, we'll have to wait in Tamar. Maybe we'll see. Maybe that's not true. As tomorrow we do the last section of this Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah Sugya, and we finish the Perek, B'Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.